You're listening to 95.1 FM, AM 1080, KYMN Northfield. Joining us now in studio is Rice County Sheriff Troy Dunn. Good morning, Sheriff.
Jeff, how are you today?
Good.
Good.
I've got your microphone on now, so let's have a conversation.
It's not just one-sided anymore.
Yeah. My brain's just kind of frozen. Long winter. Hey, I want to start off on a good note.
Yeah.
An awards banquet. I don't know if that's the right word for it, but the Sheriff's Department did have some awards that were passed out recently.
Yeah, last Thursday we had our annual Sheriff's Office meeting where I have all the staff come in together and we talk about, you know, what's happened in the past year, what's coming up next year, those kind of things. And then, of course, we end it with awards. And so we gave some life-saving awards away and commendation awards, and it was just a lot of fun. And a local person from the Northfield area, Jane Reinhart, got a life-saving award from the sheriff's office when she went to check on a friend that she hadn't heard from, and she had fallen, broke her leg, and she was not able to get to a phone, but she was able to crawl into her cellar, and she drank water from a humidifier for like 40 hours before she was found. But her friend Jane found her, called 911, deputies responded in EMS and were able to get her. And had she not gone and checked on her, I have a feeling she might not have survived it, you know, in the basement and, you know, unable to get to the phone.
Boy, what an ordeal.
I know.
And those 40 hours seem like a lifetime, I'm
sure. Oh, my goodness. I couldn't imagine. So it was, quite emotional. I mean, I gave a few awards, that award, and then I gave awards to deputies, and then a 10 and a 12-year-old girl that did CPR and called 911 on their parents when they suffered an overdose. And I just can't imagine at age 10 and 12 to have to do something like that and to know that. And the 12-year-old had just learned CPR not too long ago at the middle school in Faribault. And to be able to save her parents' lives like that was just amazing. So
wow. Man, yeah, that is that's something.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, let's talk about some of the other things that you've had going on. Unfortunately, there was a sledding accident involving a young child, and this can be serious. You know, the kid's out playing and having a good time, but things can happen at any time.
Yeah, a 3-year-old child from the Vesley area was sledding with siblings and then grandma, and he apparently couldn't wait for grandma to get to the sled and wanted to leave before she got there and jumped on a sled and went down a different way than the rest of them. And unfortunately, it went into a wooded area and he struck a tree and suffered a head injury. He was airlifted from the scene and talked to the mom here just a couple days ago, and he's doing great. He's probably out of the hospital now, but he did suffer a hairline fracture of the skull. Significant injuries to the face and stuff from, you know, sliding into a tree. So, just a good reminder to, you know, kids are going to be kids and keep a closer eye on them. And, you know, grandma felt horrible about this happening. And, you know, it was just, we're lucky that that child had survived. And I had a few people ask me, like, do you think we should put helmets on kids when they're sledding? I'm like, you know, if you're going to slide by trees, sure. But, you know, I mean, normally I don't think that that's a thing that you would have to, but I'm not going to tell people not to. I mean, I see people down on the ski slopes, a lot more people wearing helmets. So, you know, anything you can do to help prevent an injury such as a head injury would be great. But I think the biggest thing is just to remember to keep a closer eye on our kids and make sure we're instructing them where to go and where not to go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so. And it's, boy, it's just a terrible accident like that. Sometimes it's very hard to prevent, but just do the best you can.
Exactly, exactly.
Once again, Sheriff Troy Dunn, Rice County Sheriff, is with us. You had, you know, the driving conditions in the wintertime can be so spotty.
Yeah,
you know, and especially with like snow we had yesterday, a little bit last night. So driving, of course, is you really have to take care of that. You had a rollover accident not long ago in a Morristown area.
Yeah, just yesterday morning. We had just after 8 o'clock, We had a vehicle roll over, and fortunately the occupants were wearing their seatbelts, but the vehicle was going highway speeds and left the road, and you know, then when you get off the road, there's a lot more snow there, so the vehicle tends to catch and things. So this vehicle rolled numerous times. The driver was airlifted from the scene. She's in stable condition today. She suffered head and neck injuries, but she's alive because she had her seatbelt on. So that's the best thing. And the other thing is just to remember to slow down. Yeah, this morning it's a little windy out there, and in the open areas you're getting a little bit of that snow blowing across the road, and so it's freezing to the ground. So be cautious, just because right now you look outside and it looks pretty dry on the roadways, but if you come over a hill around a curve and now all of a sudden it's blowing across, it's a little too late to react. And if more people hit their brakes, and that's when you lose control and start sliding sideways.
Yeah, sideways, and then the wheels catch, the tires catch, and all of a sudden you're spinning. Yeah, so be careful. Now, another thing that we've talked about, of course, is fishing, ice fishing. Rice County has so many lakes, and people love to go out ice fishing. You got to be careful in a lot of different ways. We talked about the ice earlier this year. Not really a concern right now. It probably will be in a few weeks, the thickness of the ice. But it's an opportunity for people who are opportunists.
Definitely, yeah. Just yesterday we had probably at least five reports of fish house break-ins in the French Lake area. And, you know, all I can say is just ask people to take the valuables with them. Don't leave valuables in your fish house if you're leaving it out there. You know, it's just a target. And especially if you put a big lock on there, and people are like, oh, big lock, must be expensive things in there. And if you're not staying out there, and you know, especially in the middle of the night, a lot of people are sleeping, they might not hear anything, and they just pop those locks off, and in they go, and they're taking, you know, electronics, fishing gear, fishing tackle, anything that they can sell. And, you know, and that's the thing about fishing rods and reels and tackle. It's hard to say, yeah, that's mine, unless you put your initials on every one or something like that. And, you know, fishing rods and reels usually don't have serial numbers, so to track that stuff makes it more difficult. But make a log, take pictures, those kind of things. But the biggest thing, don't leave that stuff out there. Take it with you. Put it in a bag or in a bucket and take it with you when you leave. And, you know, I know a lot of fishermen now, they just leave their fish house unlocked, so people aren't going to damage it. They go in there and see that there's nothing valuable, they're going to move on to the next place. So, and those fishermen that are out there, if you see something suspicious, give us a call so we can get out there. The DNR is out there doing random checks from time to time. We don't normally go out on the lakes unless we get a call for something. So, you know, it's not like where we patrol the roads here. We don't normally patrol the lakes. But, you know, maybe if we continue to get good snow when we do our snowmobile patrols, we'll pass out there onto the lakes and check things out too. But that's the thing. Unless you see somebody actually in the act of breaking in, you don't know, are you the owner or is it a friend? There's so many things. So it's, but
yeah, I would imagine that would be a difficult thing. You know, without help from the public, without a witness, without being turned, there's not really a whole lot of police work that you can do in a case like that, unless you find the ill-gotten booty somewhere while you're in over the random course of things.
Right. Yeah, so that's where we ask for neighbors to watch out for neighbors, and if you see something suspicious, you know, check it out. Err on the side of caution and check it out, or let us check it out. So,
now, that was in the French Lake area. Is that correct? The first incidents you've had this year? Do you generally have things like this happen? I mean, is there a precedent?
No, it's a common thing with the fish houses. So it's not the first one. We had a couple on Shields Lake and Mazaska Lake, but I think we had like five or six called in yesterday just on French. So somebody was out there the previous night and made their made themselves known.
So to our listeners out there, if you saw anything, if you know anything or anything that could be helpful to police.
Definitely. Grab a plate if you see them, if they're on a plate or if they're on a snowmobile, what kind of snowmobile it was. If you're able to get the registration off it, that would be helpful. What they're wearing, those kind of things. Yeah, it's all helpful.
Now, once again, Rice County Sheriff Troy Dunn is with us. Anything else going on within the Sheriff's Department?
We promoted a new sergeant. We had a sergeant move a couple months ago here. So just last week, we promoted Deputy Paul LaRoche to sergeant. So he's starting, he's working today out there on the roads as our new sergeant. So happy about that. And we'll probably have another one in July. And at the end of this year, we'll be taking over command of the task force for the next few years. Faribault provided the task force commander for the last few years, and now it's Rice County's turn. So we're going to be turning the reins over to a new sergeant for that. So be some few changes and hiring new people, as I think I stated last month. So we're in the process of hiring two right now and then hopefully two more here in the in July.
All right. You know, we've talked about this many times. You have, I don't want to say struggle to get a full staff, but you were recently approved for an additional couple deputies.
Yes.
And so are we there yet?
We're making progress, okay. But the thing is it takes hiring people takes time, and then the training is a 3 to 4 month process. So, you know, from the time you post it till the time they're off training, it's sometimes around 6 months. So, yeah, it's not like it's an instantaneous and poof, you're back to full strength. So it'll take some time, but, you know, we'll be very close by summertime and then hire two more. And then by, you know, August, probably October, November, we'll hopefully, you know, be at that full strength and we can say, hey, let's celebrate, you know, cheers with our coffee here.
Now, at that time, you'll also be, or shortly thereafter, as you had mentioned before, commanding the Drug Task Force.
Mm-hmm.
Is that going to take additional, I'm sure it's going to take additional amount of your time probably, but will that take additional staff time and deputies away from the regular duties?
No. So this new sergeant that we're getting in July, this will be to assist with the task force. So we'll have an agent and a commander on the task force. So it will not short the road in any way. The commissioners provided us with the funding to do this. And, you know, really, it's not going to be much more work for me. We have all of our law enforcement chiefs and sheriff, myself, get together, and we have a board, and that's not going to change. The only thing that's going to change is who the commander is for the next 3 to 5 years.
And the work they do, they have been very busy over the course of the last couple of years.
Phenomenal. They're doing great things, and thank you to the community that's working with us and reaching out to us. We're making a big difference, and I think in the near future you're going to see some pretty significant news articles with some big arrests and things that they've done in cooperation with other groups. And I think it will surprise people that, but we see that it is making a difference.
Well, it's good to hear.
Yeah.
Good to hear.
Yeah.
Anything else, Sheriff Dunn?
That's it, Jeff. Have a great day and enjoy this balmy weather.
Yeah. Enjoy the Super Bowl.
All right.
That is, once again, Rice County Sheriff Troy Dunn.